B-Pod Studios.
It is the Rap Party Podcast featuring producer Nicole.
I'm sick.
Roy, who's not feeling well, and Loren.
I have a house full of people.
You sure do. And I'll tell you what, we just got done with the Tuesday show after Labor Day weekend, and there's things we got to talk about.
Okay.
Let's start here with producer Nicole, why she's in the studio. Tell us about your hot yoga class. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is it really hot for real?
It's 105 degrees in there.
It's 105 degrees for an hour of doing yoga, but like, so I was in Raleigh for Labor Day weekend, and my best friend, her fiance, is like in training to become a yoga instructor. So, and they're currently doing the Whole 30, which is like this really big diet thing where you don't drink and stuff like that. So anytime I go home to Raleigh, the majority of my activities with friends involve alcohol, but they didn't want to subject themselves to that, so they wouldn't go out with me. So I was like, fine. Well, like, what? Do you want to get, like, juice and do, like, yoga or something? And she was like, actually, yeah, I do.
Sounds like my weekends.
So I was like, okay, sure.
So you didn't drink at all this weekend?
Oh, no, I drank my ass off.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm just saying I woke up and did hot yoga one of the days. And so I just told her, I was like, well, pick a place. Like, I'll meet you there. We'll do hot yoga. So I get there, and of course I'm late. Like, I got mixed up because Raleigh does not look the same as it did when I was there. So I go in, and, you know, I have to rent a mat and a towel, and I'm, like, sitting there.
You went without a mat?
Huh?
You went without a mat?
We can rent them there.
Yeah.
I know. She said that. I was just wondering.
I don't own a mat.
But hold on. See, I'm hung up on this, Roy. How do you know that mat that you're using is clean? Unless it's your own. You're sharing someone else's hot yoga sweat.
You still put a towel over it.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me ask this question. How would you know that they would be having mats there available for rent? I would immediately go to Walmart and buy one, not knowing.
All yoga places typically
not like you go to the gym and bring your own weights.
Didn't know. We don't know how the yoga world works.
Anyways, so the class is an hour, right? And if you don't, I take it neither of you guys have done hot yoga.
No, and when you guys said it was 105 degrees, were you being factually correct?
Yes.
Or were you being dramatic?
It is 105 degrees in there.
That's pretty hot.
Don't catch us at a yoga place.
Yeah, so the point is to like sweat and like, you know, yoga's hard in itself, but then with all that, it's exhausting. Well, I'm in the middle between my friend's fiance and this other girl who apparently has done yoga before. So they speak, and I won't cuss, but they speak in a different freaking language. I mean, it is like they go, all right, we're going to downward dog. You're going to flip the dog. Okay, now we have a upward position into warrior. Oh, breathe. You are so brave. All right, warrior two, plant the seed. All right, the seed gets water. It grows. And you're like looking around like, what the hell am I supposed to be doing? Like, I don't know what a freaking flip a dog to a warrior means.
But they knew you were new.
Yeah, well, no one stopped to direct me.
Okay.
So meanwhile, I'm like looking around. The girl next to me is on her head. The girl to my other side is like planking on one arm with her legs wrapped, doing an airplane thing. Mm. And I don't know. So afterwards, I felt messy. I felt brave, and I felt very defeated. So
you didn't feel good. See, none of the things you're supposed to feel when you come out of yoga.
I felt amazing. I felt centered. Oh, okay. I was like, if I don't have a good month, then this is BS. Because like I was so centered to where I was like, nothing can throw me off.
Not even us.
Right. So
until she got here today.
So then I'm just like sitting there.
Day.
No, I'm like sitting there, literally just sitting there, defeated. Like I'm trying to process my thoughts. I don't know what just happened. I don't know the half the words I heard. And my shirt took 24 hours to dry.
Wow.
And I wore swim trunks because that made sense to me. For me to wear swim trunks,
what are you supposed to wear?
Yoga.
Yoga pants.
Or like athletic wear. But I wore swim trunks. Because
that's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I was actually really proud of myself. Swim trunks.
Why is it a bad idea?
It's not.
I don't think it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, when you sent a text message of your picture, I thought you were being sarcastic. Like maybe you had sweat through your trunks or something?
Nope. Literally wore good. Swimmy trunks.
Okay.
Well, all of that sounds awful. Wouldn't catch me there.
No. Do you know a couple of the commands? Like, can you show us some of the...
Yeah.
All right. So maybe tomorrow on the show, early in the morning, you can give us some leads, and we'll see if Roy and I can do... I know Loren's been to yoga class, but we've never
had.
Oh,
I love hot yoga. It's my jam.
I can't do any of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to make
you... should try.
Roy, I'm going to make you flip your dog.
And then walk your dog.
Sterling does
that.
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah.
There was actually like a legitimate point in the thing where I'm looking over to my friend, and she's a beginner too, but she's engaged to someone wanting to be an instructor, so she obviously knows more than I do. But we did the downward dog position, which is pretty, like, you know, where you just, like, stretch your back.
So, like, that's like, the one move that I've heard of that I would be familiar with.
Yeah, so that's that. And then all of a sudden, she goes, okay, it is time now to flip your dog. And I look at my friend, and I said, did she just ask us to flip a dog?
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, my friend Jackie flips her dog. Like, whoa. She flipped her body, and I like,
can you
stopped.
Show us?
I stopped what I was doing, and I had to give her a high five because I was like, I've never been
can
so impressed.
Can you show us about what it's supposed to look like, and we can describe it?
Yeah, okay.
All right, producer Nicole, the floor is absolutely disgusting here. But
so a downward dog, first of all, you have to start in downward dog.
So she's in like a push-up position.
Your hands are on the floor, your butt is in the air for downward dog.
That's what she's doing currently.
Yeah, or it's like that. And then all of a sudden, you flip, but like you're
but you don't fall.
Yeah, and then you like stretch this side.
You're kind of in a back bend.
Yeah.
Holy
fucking weird.
I might have to try that. But you seriously felt better?
Huh?
You felt better?
Yeah.
My wife and I talked about maybe doing yoga.
I begged
like
Dallas
meditating.
To go to yoga class with me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's hard, man. These classes are at odd times, dude.
Meditating is good.
And also...
You meditate at the end of class.
Not to like...
Did you meditate?
No. Oh. Well, kind of. They put like a towel over your face, but to me, I think I fell asleep in PTSD, but that's...
Okay.
But it was all like... It's expensive. Like, I paid $23 to go to that class.
For one session?
One class.
That's not a month? God.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Our gym membership's like $20 a month?
Yeah, I pay $18 for my gym membership.
Yeah, I'm about to say...
Wow.
And that's like on the, like CrossFit classes are so expensive. CrossFit classes, I think, are the most expensive.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a good idea when I moved to Plaza Midwood because I literally live across the street from a CrossFit gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that'll be perfect. They'll whip my ass in shape. So I Google it. 1 month is like $277.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, now you're talking about it, I think I remember Sterling paying $60 a class for yoga.
Wow.
60?
I think so.
Who is teaching it? The Maharishi?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah, no,
he's
I know
the head yoga guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounded good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, producer Nicole, I'm glad that you had fun this weekend, and congratulations on your yoga class.
Yeah, I'm centered, so don't F it up.
You seem to be centered today.
Thanks.
The other thing we need to talk about on the show is Loren's hurricane camp that she has going on in Ballantyne.
Yeah, my shelter.
At the Chateau des Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, they say the hurricane is finally made at 10:05 on September 3rd, 2019. Hurricane Dorian has finally started going north a little bit.
Really?
But it's going at like 1 mile per hour.
Yeah, it like stalled. It literally did not have any motion. It just sat over Grand Bahama, I think, all night. And they kept saying it's supposed to move north. It's supposed to move north. And I kept seeing all these memes from my friends. And, Maina, you just sent me one, too, that was like, are we sure that this hurricane isn't just like the rest of the Floridians and has its blinker on and it's not really going to turn?
Is this hurricane going to turn or is it just sitting there with his blinker on like most Floridians?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine like if it didn't go north, it started going south?
Well, it's happened before. Like, I think Irma wasn't supposed to hit and it not only hit once, but it looped back around
and hit again.
Looped
back around.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It is crazy how they've become the weather people have become so good at predicting what this thing's going to do. I mean, yeah, your mom and your friends probably could have stuck it out in Florida, but the size of this thing and the devastation it did in the Bahamas, is it worth it?
No.
No, so they're not angry, right?
No. No. They're not angry that it didn't.
Yeah.
That nothing happened.
Like, ugh.
Well, I shouldn't even say nothing happened. I'm sure there's still going to be some wind damage.
Yeah.
But I mean, it literally looks like it got up to Florida and was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. And it's not going to go near it. Mm-hmm.
I know. And it's all because of like jet streams and high pressure systems and low pressure systems are moving this thing around. It doesn't, the hurricane doesn't move on its own. You know, it needs to have some energy to push it. So, and they're also saying like 20 miles could make a difference on whether Charlotte gets any
rain,
you know, rain or small winds from this thing. You know, if it goes inland 20 miles, the hurricane's so big that it could reach Charlotte.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get rid of this flight of hurricane fleas, whatever you want to call them, fleas.
fleas.
And then I'm going to get a whole nother batch from, we have family in Charleston.
Yeah.
So, the hurricane shelter is open. If anyone needs a place to stay.
I hope my my friends and the people who are out on the Outer Banks, I know Kelly Morgan listens to the MRL show. She is out in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. My neighbor's daughter had to evacuate College of Charleston. They're off for a week. You know, the craziness, it begins. Last year at this time, we had a hurricane, remember, off the coast of the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
We actually called someone randomly to see how things were going, and they were, like, trapped inside the house, and we called the police. And
we were on the phone all morning trying to get them help. And the police were just kind of like, hey, we're too big. Like, we'll get to them.
Yeah. Like, just let them know to hold on, you know. But they're like, hey, the water's coming up to our windows. Which, by the way, that's some of the footage of the hurricane out in the Bahamas. Did you see the water?
Did you say
Nick Hoser?
Yeah, his Instagram video.
No.
I guess he made friends in the Bahamas last time he was there, and they were sending him videos, and they were like on the second story or the third story, and the water was so far up that it was like on the second landing, and their couches were floating. And
it
was crazy.
It is ridiculous. And we'll have the latest on how we can help, you know, what we'll do to help the people of the Bahamas. Producer Nicole is having a coughing fit.
Man, I'm the one sick.
But last thing that we want to touch on before we get out of here was, did you ever spot someone out in public with someone else that wasn't their significant other? And was it a friend of yours? And if so, did you tell your friend about that other person that you saw them with? And I thought that was a really good conversation because a lot of people, including Loren, would be like, oh, yeah, if I saw Amanda out with another guy, I would tell Manny immediately. But then a lot of people were like, I don't know if I would, because you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that it's like they wouldn't be so stupid to go out in public.
I would hope that a friend would tell me.
Well, you heard from that one person who said that the friend told her she couldn't sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
She found on Tinder, she found her best friend's boyfriend. And she was like, I finally woke up in the middle of the night and I grabbed her and I'm like, hey, we need to talk. I have something to show you. This is terrible. And what'd the friend say?
She said, we're swingers. That's how we get our extras.
How awesome is that?
What a surprise. And then we also got a text message from someone who said that they went to the movies with their side piece. And they sat down at the movie theater, and he was shocked to see his girlfriend there with her side piece two rows up. So they both had lied to each other what they were going to do for the night. They ended up in the same movie theater with different people.
I mean, at that point, you just break up, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
But yeah, that's the show.
Yeah, man. We had a good time with the show. We'll keep you guys updated with what's going on in everybody's lives here on the Rap Party Podcast.
You know what I'm surprised with? You guys, well, not you guys, more specifically you, Manny, didn't make a big stink about my glasses.
Well, you've worn them before. Well,
yeah, had glasses for a minute, and then you lost them.
I lost them. Yes. Then I had to buy new ones. I know, but I figured them more.
We've seen you.
I don't know.
We did talk about how you say something smart when you have them on, and then when you take them off.
I know, like when Lorena changes her hairstyle, you can't move past it for a little bit.
Oh,
I just
thought
that maybe. Yeah. So I'm proud.
You look very studious, friend.
Oh, okay.
You have to take them off and talk with them.
I'm taking them off. How about now?
Yeah.
Dumb as rock. Dumb as rock.
2 times 2 is 20.
Yeah.
You should have gotten the blue ones that Al Roker wears.
Oh, the blue frames. I didn't want to make a statement. Okay. I almost did, though.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That's what I would have talked about.
There was clear lenses, like where they're clear.
Oh, yeah.
Which are like they stick out so much. Like there's nothing clear. Like they may be clear, but they're not clear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like those.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's a Rap Party Podcast, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.